This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoning and Chuang. Now in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill where Roshan Karnison speaks to Lim Keng Yao, who's the CEO of Malaysia Steel Institute.
Yeah, because of course we know that the Malaysian steel industry has lost billions in revenue because there's no construction work, there's no building work happening. So of course we then ask him the uncertainty, how can the steel players survive the pandemic?
Yeah, well, that will be after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But in the meanwhile, there's one sector, right, Chuang, which has done really well regardless of whether there was any movement control order, any lockdown, and that has been the tech sector. And not only just in the US, but also China. And so our question today is, who gets the crown as the biggest company in China? And it's a battle, actually, between the two tech giants, Tencent and Alibaba.
Yeah, Alibaba right now is valued at about 5.1 billion Hong Kong dollars. And then I think Tencent is 5.2 billion Hong Kong dollars.
I think these are trillion.
Trillion. Billion, yes, trillion, yes, that's right. Too many numbers already.
So too many zeros, you got
too
confused.
Too many zeros. So that's roughly 700 plus billion US dollars.
Yeah. So last month, Tencent's shares surpassed the 500 Hong Kong dollar level, putting it neck and neck in terms of market cap with Alibaba. Now, this is just a fun fact. Both companies have founders with the name Ma. Jack Ma started Alibaba, while Pony Ma runs Tencent. So in this big clash of the titans, who holds the upper hand? So joining us to discuss the competition between Tencent and Alibaba is Chelsea Tam, analyst with Morningstar. Thank you for joining us this morning. Can you talk us through the respective strengths of Tencent and Alibaba? What areas are they competing in?
Yeah, sure. So I think they're both very dominant in very different businesses. Tencent is very dominant in the Chinese, especially a mobile gaming scene. So the market share would be give or take 50%. Half of the market is dominated by Tencent. And then whereas if you look at on a GMV basis, which is gross merchandise volume in e-commerce market, we estimate that it's roughly perhaps maybe mid-70s for Alibaba. And these two are very cash-rich businesses, which basically generate a lot of cash flow and allow them to use the proceeds to invest in many other areas. And then they compete with each other in many other areas. So even in gaming and in e-commerce, they try to sort of step on each other's turf as well. So other than these two areas, they I think they have a lot of competition in payment, fintech. And then obviously cloud, in terms of cloud, Alibaba is the leader. They started earlier, but then Tencent is also catching up quite quickly. So very roughly speaking, the revenue in terms of cloud for Alibaba is probably double the size of Tencent, but Tencent is still catching up very quickly. So I think these are the major areas that they compete in.
So while they're both giants in China, what is their market share outside of China?
If we talk about outside of China, I guess maybe the first thing that would come in mind is that, okay, so Tencent, I think, is also trying to expand internationally in terms of gaming. So Southeast Asia is one of it, but then I think a lot of money, dollars contributed by the West. They have PUBG, which is a popular game, and they have Call of Duty Mobile. So that addressed the international market. They're doing quite well. I think they're getting more than 20% of gaming revenue coming from overseas market. I think Alibaba probably is less active in terms of overseas expansion in gaming. In terms of cloud, there was actually a cloud sort of conference or summit by Alibaba a few days ago. They're opening one more, I think, data center, and they're opening a data scrubbing center in Southeast Asia. Tencent is also expanding its presences in internationally in terms of cloud as well. But I think right now, in terms of Asia, I believe that Alibaba is still leading compared to Tencent in cloud.
And looking just at Tencent, right, its share price closed at Hong Kong dollar 543 last night, very close to its all-time high of 546 Hong Kong dollars. Now, what accounts for this jump in stock price?
So Morningstar actually also upgraded our long-term DCF generated fair value estimates. Basically, I think a lot of strength is coming from some good news from the mobile market. I think the guidance in the first quarter earnings call for the gaming was quite neutral, or they guided that it will go back to normalization in May. But I think turns out if you look at some numbers in May, like Honor of Kings is doing really well, for example. And if you look at Sensor Tower's block, you see that, okay, the CODM or PUBG, you know, they're all doing quite well. I guess they see some benefit from overseas lockdown as well. And then Supercell's Brawl Star was in the top 10 grossing chart in China. There was just a lot of good news. And then they also announced like the gaming pipelines. There were 40 games announced in the pipeline, which was more than the year before. So I think probably a lot of that is driven by like a lot of positive news in gaming.
Do you see the prospects of Alibaba and Tencent being affected by the US-China trade war?
Well, it's possible. I think the more immediate one is the fact that Baba sort of returned to Hong Kong because of the risk. Like there's a risk of delisting if they don't meet the US accounting standard. I mean, it's a bill that is being proposed. It still needs to be signed by the president, but then I think there's a risk there. And then the other one is that you see that US is targeting Huawei and a list of other companies that are in the entity list. I guess those are more related to the governments and surveillance and things like that, or like 5G related. But if the ideological war heats up to the point that somehow, okay, it makes Tencent or Alibaba hard to, let's say, purchase chips, you know, or like just components for like the data centers or training like the AI machines, then that would be another level of conflict. But so far, we haven't seen that yet.
And what about the risk of public backlash towards Tencent or Alibaba, given the political rhetoric against China at the moment? Is this something you're concerned about from a business point of view?
I personally don't think so. You can see that TikTok is under a lot of pressure in India. I mean, they're due to various reasons. There is a concern that, okay, TikTok, ByteDance TikTok is rising in popularity in the West. And people are wondering how they deal with privacy. They're worried that the data might be transmitted to the Chinese government. So there are a lot of concerns about that. And I think US is also looking into how TikTok got to purchase the US company Musical.ly in the first place. But given that like WeChat, for example, is not like huge, it's not gaining as much popularity compared to TikTok. So I think in the near term, I really don't see how there would be a lot of pressure on Tencent. And for Baba, I don't think that its major goal is to, let's say, compete with Amazon directly head to head in US as well in terms of e-commerce. So I don't think that there is too much issue on that front.
So what should investors consider when deciding where to put their money between the two stocks?
Well, more as I look at companies in the longer term, so we tend to like a YMO stock, which has a strong competitive advantage. So actually, Alibaba and Tencent, they both have YMO. And then the next thing, I guess, what we need to look at is the valuation. So actually, Alibaba is already undervalued. We have been calling it like undervalued for a while. And then even Tencent, now like, I think they're also fairly valued. So they are, it's also like a three-star stock. So I think right now they're probably quite equal in that sense. Even if we look at the price to fair value level, so you know, if you use price to divide by fair value, they are honestly really similar. So, yeah.
And that was Chelsea Tam, analyst with Morningstar, saying that, you know, both Tencent and Alibaba are giving you really good value. But anyway, up next, we'll be speaking to Professor Noor Aisharian, who is the Professor of Economics at Tsinghua University, about Census 2020. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.